Last time I shared with you on obedience, and which Peter was speaking of there as well, of how Jesus is an example for us to be obedient to God. And we read from John 13, and that was 12 to 17, and that was where Jesus was washing the feet of the disciples, and he was giving them an example as they were supposed to do to, and it was an example for us as Christians as well, is what we are supposed to do. We first need to have our feet washed by Christ, to seek his forgiveness, to repent and from our disobedience, to take the log, you might say, out of your own eye so you can see clearly, and wash your brothers and sisters' feet. Paul in Galatians 6:1 tells us how we are to wash one another's feet. And he says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespasses, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." We are to seek to serve others, just as Jesus gave us as an example. And this morning I would like to continue with obedience in the life of the believer. And we'll be pulling from some verses from John, where Jesus shares with the disciples what the key to our obedience to him is. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to starting in John 14 and verse 15 we'll start. John 14, verse 15. "If you love me, keep my commandments." You know, that's an interesting, Jesus hits the disciples with some real truth right at the start. If you love me, he says, what does Jesus say? He says, "Keep my commandments. And I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." It is the Spirit-filled life that brings us to love and obedience. Jesus says in verse 20, "At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." John makes it very simple that even a child can understand. Yet, we could study for eternity these words and not come to the depths of them. To be in Christ means to have salvation. God sees everyone either in Christ or not in Christ. We are saved or not saved. If you are in Christ, then God sees you in Christ, and his righteousness is your righteousness. His Spirit dwells in you and guides you in what we are to do. This is the Spirit-filled or controlled life and is key to our obedience and love for God. We cannot be obedient apart from God and his Spirit dwelling in us. This is that power that God gives us, that when we repent of our sins and ask Jesus to forgive us, he doesn't just leave us, as John says, orphans out in the world trying to get by on our own works. No, he gives us his Spirit to give us strength to overcome sin. And I think this is where we fail often in our Christian lives. And I know what I do. We deny the Spirit power in our lives, thinking we have to do it alone and have to drum up our own strength from somewhere, to do what is right, only to realize that we yet failed again. When God has been telling us, take our hands off the wheel and get out of the driver's seat and allow him to take control, he will guide you in what is right. Matthew 11:28-30 comes to mind, and I believe was shared last week. It says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is saying this and is speaking to us today. To come to him, to allow him to control, to take control, to love him, to be obedient to him. And he will lead you and give you the strength to be obedient. What does verse 15 say again? If you love me, keep my commandments. Let's jump down to verse 21. It says, "He who has my commandment and keeps them, it is he who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Say, we can say we are Christians all we want, till we're blue in the face, but unless we are obedient to the Lord, our words are empty. They may mean nothing, and what is the key to our obedience? It is love. Love drives us forward to seek that what is right, to do what God has commanded us to do. It is amazing the lengths people will go through to for love for another, for love of a wife or a child. Love can drive us forward even when we don't want to go any further. And Jesus here is speaking of our relationship with him must be built on in love and obedience. The two go hand in hand, and we cannot separate the two. If we love Jesus, we are going to be obedient to him. And if we are obedient to Jesus and his word, it is because we love him. Sure, we can be obedient without love for a time, but at the first sign of any difficulty or doing something that we no longer enjoy, we become disobedient and turn away. Love and obedience is drilled into the believer here in John. And in verse 23 and 24 of the same chapter, Jesus says, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my word. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me." And if we jump down to verse 4 in chapter 15, Jesus says, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of its own unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and they throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You will ask and what you desire, and it shall be done for you." And if we go to verse 9, it says, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full," or complete. See, when we are obedient, we are following what Jesus has said, but it has to be shown, if we say that we love Jesus, it has to be shown in our lives, and that is through obedience. Love is an active word. It's not just a passive word. We don't just say, we love somebody, well, we always ask them, well, then show your love to me. Show, what will you do? What will you do for your love for Jesus? If we truly love Jesus, then we will be obedient to him, as he has said in these verses. Our God loves us and wants us to be filled with his Spirit to help us and lead us in our lives, that we should be, that we would be obedient to him. And the wonderful thing is, we don't do it on our own strength. He even gives us the strength to be obedient, to share his love, to serve one another, to have a joy, to have joy in doing his work. May we trust the Lord to take control of our lives and lead us each and every day.